It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welk, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back out to scenic McCormick Field in Asheville, North Carolina. And Game 5 of the six-game series featuring your Brooklyn Cyclones winners of three in a row taking on the Asheville Tourists as Brooklyn looks to secure a season-high tying fourth straight win and a series victory with a W today. Welcome here on the pregame show. Welcoming you back out to Asheville, North Carolina. First pitch just around the bend. We apologize starting a couple minutes later than usual tonight. I had some technical difficulties before we could get on the airwaves today. But Brooklyn last night, another thrilling ball game, another come-from-behind victory avoided in that contest last night. Brooklyn jumped out to a 6-0 lead. A run in the fourth, a run in the fifth, and then a big four-run top half of the seventh inning. A throwing error, a Ryan Clifford home run, and a William Lugo single put Brooklyn in front by a score of 6-0. However, Asheville came roaring back, got a home run to lead off the bottom of the seventh, and then four runs in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Eli Ankeny came on with nobody out in the eighth. Did give up a run, but then retired the next three he faced in order. In the ninth, Asheville put the first two men on, a walk and a double. So the Tourists, two batters into the bottom of the ninth, had the tying and winning runs in scoring position. But Eli Ankeny, three consecutive strikeouts to end the ball game, to give the Cyclones their third consecutive win, and coupled last night with the loss by Jersey Shore on the road against Wilmington. The Cyclones back in control of their own destiny as they regained sole possession of first place in the South Atlantic League North with 14 left to play. Brooklyn will try and secure a series victory with Jordan Gieber on the bump tonight. Gieber 2-1, a 4.82 ERA. He'll make his second start since being reinstated off the IL tonight. Last week, Gieber on Seinfeld night in Coney Island gave up three runs on five hits in four innings. So would have to imagine the Cyclones will look to try and push Gieber to maybe five full innings here tonight. For Asheville, they had to switch up their starting pitcher for this one as A.J. Bluebaugh was the scheduled starter for the Tourists today, but was transferred to Double-A Corpus Christi instead. And so Joey Mancini will make the start tonight for the Tourists. Mancini 1-6, a 7.96 ERA. And he will try and be the one to turn around Asheville's fortunes in this series as they try and force a rubber match tomorrow afternoon. We'll take a break here on the pregame show, but when we come back, we'll get you a look at today's starting lineups. And first pitch, Brooklyn and Asheville. Mets and Astros in South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way in just a matter of moments right here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Radio Network, Justin Rock with you, including you up until our 6:05 scheduled first pitch tonight. Managers have already exchanged lineup cards, so let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their manager, Chris Newell. Leading off and playing center field tonight is Jet Williams, his first start in the outfield during this series. Kevin Parada back in the lineup tonight. He'll DH and bat second. Ryan Clifford is the first baseman. He's homered in each of the last two games. He'll bat third and be at first base. Stanley Consuegra will hit cleanup and be in right field tonight. William Lugo bats in the five slot. He will be at shortstop. DeAndre Smith is the second baseman batting sixth. He's back in the lineup today after leaving the contest on Thursday night with an apparent injury in the eighth. Omar De Los Santos in the lineup for the third straight day. He'll bat seventh and be in left field. Christian Pregent makes his second straight start, his first behind the plate in this series. He'll hit eighth. And Chase Estep rounds out Brooklyn's lineup. He'll bat ninth and be at third base. Jordan Gieber on the mound for the Cyclones tonight. And this the tourist lineup he'll face, put together by their acting manager tonight. Eric Stamets, as Nate Shaver under the weather this evening. Zach Cole leads off in left field. Jacob Melton back in the lineup today. He'll bat second and play center. Ryan Wroblewski had off yesterday. He'll hit third and play first base. Tim Borden, the second, couple of doubles last night. Hits cleanup and will be at shortstop. Hitting fifth in right field, Tyler Whitaker. He's homered each of the last two games. Austin Deming plays second base and hits sixth. Michael Sandel is the DH in the seven hole, batting eighth behind the plate, John Garcia. And Justin Williams will bat ninth and play third with the right-hander Joey Mancini making the start tonight for the Tourists. Asheville being introduced to the crowd as we speak. And it is just about time for baseball under the Saturday evening sunshine here in the Tar Heel State. So we'll step aside for a moment for the playing of the national anthem. When we come back, we will have first pitch. Brooklyn and Asheville Cyclones looking to match their season-long in terms of a winning streak. Asheville trying to snap the three-game slide. First pitch coming up next. Don't go anywhere on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Time for baseball under the summer sunshine. Joey Mancini making a start for the Tourists tonight, as Brooklyn tries to match their largest winning streak of the season at four in a row. A 6-5 winner last night, 13-12 in 10 yesterday, and a slightly less dramatic 12-5 win on Wednesday. Joey Mancini on the bump tonight, 6'1", 195 pounds, 22 years old, from our neck of the woods in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Mancini making his 17th appearance and ninth start with the Tourists, 1-6, a 7.96 ERA, 82 hits and 57 2/3 innings, 24 walks and 59 strikeouts. Started the year at Single-A Fayetteville, joined Asheville back on the 15th of May. Mancini last time out making the start against Jersey Shore last Sunday, went 4 1/3. Gave up just one run on four hits. Walked two, struck out four, but suffered the loss, or rather a no decision. Broke up a streak of four consecutive appearances with a defeat. Jet Williams will lead things off for the Cyclones. In the top half of the first inning, Williams 2-for-4 yesterday with a home run and a walk. Mancini ready, Williams ready. The first pitch of the ball game, fouled out of play to the right, and we are underway at 6:07 Eastern Time. Williams hitting at 350 in his first 22 games in the league, and he takes the fastball high. It's 1-1. Williams, 5 homers, 14 RBIs, an OPS over 1,100 in 22 games. The 1-1, and Williams takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count quickly 1-2. Williams has matched the longest hitting streak by a Cyclone this year, has hit in 12 in a row. The 1-2, and Jet grabs a piece to stay alive. Williams hitting .417 in his last 12 games with an on-base percentage of .517. The 1-2, swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out on the fastball up and away at 91. And a good start to the night for Mancini. One away in the top of the first. Brings up Kevin Parada serving as the DH tonight. Parada ejected in the bottom of the ninth inning on Thursday after the controversial call in which Ryan Wroblewski scored the tying run to force extras. As Kevin Parada takes a strike. Parada 1-for-5 on Thursday with a two-run home run in the seventh. And the 0-1 pulled foul towards the third base dugout. It's 0-2. Kevin hitting at .263, 11 home runs and 41 RBIs. Mancini from the first base side of the mound, the 0-2. Outside and low. And it's a ball and two strikes. Defensively behind Mancini tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Zach Cole, Jacob Melton, and Tyler Whitaker. Third to first around the infield, Justin Williams, Tim Borden the second, Austin Deming, and Ryan Wroblewski. The 1-2, and Parada swings and misses at the high fastball for strike three. Back-to-back heaters up by the shoulders, and consecutive strikeouts is how Mancini begins the start. Two up, two down for Ryan Clifford. Clifford 1-for-5 with a two-run home run last night. That came in the seventh. Has hit safely in all four games in the series, hitting at .189 in his first 19 with the Cyclones. And he takes high and away. It's 1-0. Clifford, 4 homers, 11 RBIs, 14-for-74 with the club. The 1-0, and Clifford takes a strike. It's even at 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Justin Williams, Tim Borden the second, Austin Deming, Ryan Wroblewski, as we said. John Garcia doing the catching behind the plate. As the 1-1, fastball sails up and away. And the count 2-1. Clifford 4-for-16 in the series, has homered in back-to-back games. The 2-1, and Clifford takes a knee-high strike, and it's even at 2-2. Overall in the South Atlantic League between here and Brooklyn, 250 average in 77 games, 20 home runs, 57 RBIs. Came into play today second in the league in OPS and third in home runs. The 2-2, and Clifford fights it off the hands to the left, and it stays even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clifford, 11th round pick of the Astros last year, but signed for the second biggest bonus in the draft class. The 2-2, this is high. And Clifford runs the count full. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clifford out of Crossroads Flex High School in Cary, North Carolina. The payoff, and Clifford again spoils a pitch out of play. Clifford been a guy playing high-level baseball since he was a youngster, was on Team USA's 12U and 15U national teams. Played with older competition in travel ball here at the Tar Heel State as well, as Clifford breaks his bat, floats one in a shallow center and over the outstretched glove of Borden and in safely for a base hit. Make it a five-game hitting streak for Ryan Clifford. And Brooklyn has the game's first base hit, the game's first base runner. And there's one on and two out for the right fielder, Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra, 1-for-5 last night, struck out 3 times and stole a base. Stanley hitting at 232 in 80 games, leads the team 19 home runs and 52 RBIs. Righty kicks now the first pitch, and Consuegra early on the off speed. And it's 0-1. Consuegra, like Clifford, has hit safely in all 4 games in this series. 4-for-17, 3 of his 4 hits have left the ballpark. The 0-1, and a breaking ball darting away from Consuegra, waved at and missed. And it's no balls and 2 strikes. Mancini trying to strike out 3 in the inning. Clifford takes his lead off first. The 2-strike pitch, and Consuegra spoils it, back and out of play. Stanley's picked up some steam since last week at home. Look at his last 8 games since last Thursday. An OPS over 1,000, 5 home runs in his last 8 games. The 0-2, and Consuegra taps it on the ground to third. Coming on Williams. He'll make the play to first, and the side retired. So Brooklyn gets a 2-out base hit from Ryan Clifford, but can't do anything with it. Through a half an inning, it's Brooklyn nothing. Asheville coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to 2 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jordan Gieber making his second start since being activated off the IL last week. Gieber standing at 6'3", 215 pounds. Celebrated his 24th birthday last month from Pasadena, Maryland. Zach Cole, Jacob Melton, Ryan Wroblewski. 3-2 up for the tourists here in the bottom of the first inning. Zach Cole will lead things off, makes his first start of the series in left field. And Gieber's first pitch of the night taken for a called strike one. Cole, last night 0-for-4 with a walk. Hitting at 250 in 32 games with the team. And he swings and misses at the off-speed down. It's 0-2. Cole, 7 homers, 16 RBIs, an 875 OPS. Gieber's 0-2. Fastball outside. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. Gieber with Brooklyn making his 7th appearance and 3rd start. 2-1, a 482 ERA. 26 hits in 28 innings, 9 walks, 27 strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch. Just off the outside black. And the count evens at 2-2. Gieber last Saturday against Hudson Valley, a no decision. 3 runs on 5 hits in 4 innings. Walked 2 and struck out 3. On the first base side of the mound, the 2-2. And Cole thought about it but stays away from the high cheese. It's a full count. Gieber, his start last Saturday, his first appearance with Brooklyn since May the 7th, landed on the IL on the 14th of May. As Cole, a one-hop ground ball past the diving glove of Smith and into right field for a base hit. Cole rounds first, stops there, and Asheville a leadoff single to start their half of the opening inning. Likely triple digits exit velo on that worm-burning ground ball. And so Asheville one on and nobody out for Jacob Melton. Melton, first two games he's played in the series, hit in the leadoff spot. Moving into the two-hole tonight, was 1-for-6 with a couple of RBIs and a stolen base on Thursday. The consensus number one prospect in the Astros system. Foul tips the first pitch into the glove of Pregent. And the count 0-1. Melton hitting at 245. 18 home runs and 42 batted in. 1-for-10 in the series. And just 1-for his last 21. The 0-1. And Melton again late on the fastball. 92 that time from Gibbs. Hits no balls and two strikes. Gieber, though, went on the IL on May the 14th and did not start a rehab assignment in the Florida Complex League until over 2 months later on the 19th of July. Spent a little over 2 weeks there. Joined St. Lucie on August the 6th. Spent 8 days in the FSL before being reinstated in the South Atlantic League. Throw back to first, and Cole dives in safely. Gieber, undrafted free agent signee last year out of Virginia Tech. Pitched in the MLB Draft League before signing. The 0-2 up and away. And the count of ball and two strikes. Gieber was the first player signed out of the Draft League that played for the Frederick Keys. Was the second player ever signed out of the MLB Draft League. The man who was first, one of the newest members of the Cyclones, JoJo Rodriguez, who is now in Brooklyn's bullpen. Runner goes, pitch in the dirt, and Pregent has to block it. And so safe at second base is Cole with a stolen bag, but a delayed appeal call down to the base umpire, and they say Melton went around. So Christian Argueza punches out Melton as Zach Cole steals second base. So there is a strikeout for Gieber, his first. Melton stayed stationary in the lefty batter's box for a while after the call in disbelief. So that paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. There's a Dem in Brooklyn in the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. As Ryan Wroblewski puts one in the air to left. Backing up on it, De Los Santos to make the catch for the second out. So a man at second, two away for Tim Borden, the second. Borden hitting at 256 in 89 games, 11 homers and 44 RBIs. Borden 2-for-3 last night, a couple of doubles and a hit by pitch. Defensively behind Gieber tonight, left to right in the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Jet Williams, and Stanley Consuegra. First pitch to Borden, and a slider waved at. Can't connect, it's 0-1. Third to first around the infield, Chase Estep, William Lugo, DeAndre Smith. The runner breaks for third base with Estep playing off the line, and Gieber just steps off, throws to a charging Estep, racing over to cover, and Cole's out by about a foot to end the inning. Great heads-up play by Chase Estep and Jordan Gieber to combine on the pickoff and caught stealing of Zach Cole, who tried to catch Brooklyn napping to end the inning. No runs, one hit, nobody left. At the end of one, no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded, and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning, Brooklyn and Asheville, no score. William Lugo, DeAndre Smith, Omar De Los Santos, 5, 6, and 7. Due up in the inning against Joey Mancini, who struck out two in the first. Mancini wasn't supposed to start tonight for Asheville. It was supposed to be A.J. Blueball. Well, Blueball promoted to Double-A Corpus Christi earlier today. And so Mancini fills that void. And the first pitch of the second misses low to William Lugo. It's 1-0. And a fastball cut on and missed. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Lugo had his second straight multi-hit game last night. Had a couple of base knocks and an RBI. And he takes high for ball two. Lugo hitting at 230. 11 homers, 46 RBIs. The 2-1 on the inside corner. It's 2-2. Lugo catching fire since August the 15th, start of last week's series against Hudson Valley, hitting at 359. This fouled onto the roof. It's two balls and two strikes. Nine RBIs for Lugo in his last 10 games. The righty is 2-2, and Lugo off the hands, out of play to the right. And it remains at two balls and two strikes. Lugo, 6 for 16 in this series, making his first start at shortstop. The 2-2. Lugo, bouncing ball left side, backhanded by Borden to his right from the lip of the outfield grass. Throws on to first to retire his counterpart. One away in the second inning. Now it's DeAndre Smith. Great to see him back in the lineup today. Had a nasty fall trying to catch that broken bat floater from Jacob Melton in the eighth inning on Thursday. Collided with Stanley Consuegra and immediately departed the contest, but only misses one game as Smith fouls the first pitch to the right into the seats. It's 0-1. Smith 1-for-4 on Thursday with a double and a run scored. Hitting at 230, two home runs and 13 RBI. The 0-1 high. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Tourists tonight in the Navy alternates, tourists in Jada script lettering across the chest. White numerals on the front, jade numerals on the back as Smith pokes one into left center field, but it'll hang up for the center fielder Melton to his right. And he'll make the grab for the second out. Looked like DeAndre caught that one off the end of the lumber. Base is empty, two away. Omar De Los Santos steps in. Omar 1-for-4 last night with a walk. Hitting at 207, 7 home runs and 36 RBIs. White piping around the collar down the front of the jersey as De Los Santos sends it off the handle. It's 0-1. White pants for Asheville all the way down to the ankles for Mancini. Navy piping along the side. The 0-1 high, and it's even. Black and white cleats buried into the stadium mound for Mancini. Navy cap, navy bill, with the white block A logo on the front. This looped into shallow center. Out is the shortstop, Borden. And in the left center field, grass makes the catch to close out Mancini's first 1-2-3 inning. So Brooklyn goes down in order on 13 pitches after 1.5 still scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Back to the mound, top or rather bottom of the second inning. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance single-source electrical solution. Tim Borden, the second, takes inside and low for ball one. And we're underway in the home second inning. Borden was at the plate when Cole was picked off and caught stealing to end the first. And he fouls the 1-0 towards Brooklyn's on deck circle. It's even at a ball and a strike. Borden has hit in all three games in this series, 4-for-10. Three of those four hits have been doubles. The 1-1 misses low. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. Borden hitting at 256. 11 home runs and 44 RBIs. Astros 16th round selection last year. And the 2-1, a broken bat, flare in the center, and that one will get down for a base hit. Barrel of the bat ends up on the grass in front of third. But the ball ends up in shallow center. And for the second straight inning, Asheville has a leadoff base hit. One on, nobody out. Now the right fielder, Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker, 1-for-4 with a solo home run in the seventh inning last night. Struck out twice and grounded into a double play. 4-for-17 to start his South Atlantic League career. Three of those four hits have gone for extra bases, 2 homers, 3 RBIs. Righty against righty. And the first pitch from Gieber. Misses outside for ball one. Brooklyn tonight in the road grays. BKLYN arched across the chest in Navy Old English lettering. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. The set, the 1-0. There's one on the outside. Black gets 1-1. Navy sleeves on that gray jersey. Top Navy piping around the collar. And down the front of the jersey, gray pants down to the ankles for Gieber. Navy trim along the side. The 1-1 in the dirt, down and away. Make it 2 balls and a strike. Blue and white cleats buried into the stadium mound. Navy cap, Navy bill, with the light blue interlocking BC logo on the front. Shadows covering home plate, but not stretching out to the pitcher's mound just yet. As the 2-1 taken high and tight, and make it 3-1 on the right fielder, Whitaker. Whitaker, the Astros' third-round pick in 2021 out of Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas. Was also a highly touted pitcher coming out of high school. The 3-1. On the outside corner, delayed call. And it's full at 3-2. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate, calling balls and strikes, Stephen Craze. And Christian Arguesa is on the bases. Borden leads off first. The 3-2 pitch on the outside corner. Got him looking. Second strikeout tonight for Gieber. And there is one out in the second for Austin Deming. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Austin Deming will step to the plate, had off last night. 1-for-5 with a run scored on Thursday. And the Astros' 10th round pick last month takes down and away for ball one. Deming, 10th round pick out of BYU, 7-for-44 to start his Asheville career. That's a 159 average, no homers and an RBI. The 1-0 taken at the letters. And it's even at 1-1. Another humid day here in the southeast. 87 degrees right now according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 91. American flag out in center, blowing out at the moment. The 1-1 pitch, and Deming can't catch up to the fastball at 92. And Gieber ahead of ball and two strikes. Deming 1-for-8 in the series. After hitting .418 in 41 games this spring in the West Coast Conference. The 1-2 pitch hammered deep down the left field line. But this one well foul into the shrubbery. And a very loud and foul strike number two. Hit at 106.5 miles an hour and 407 feet. Just in the wrong direction. Borden leads off first with one away. No score. The 1-2 from Gieber. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Dialed the fastball up to 93. Back-to-back strikeouts for Gieber after the leadoff base hit. One on, two out for Michael Sandel. Now painting the corner punch out, again brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. This is them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. For reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Michael Sandel playing in his fifth game in as many days. 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday. Gets one off the hands. Foul to the right, it's 0-1. Sandel hitting at 210 in 80 games. 7 home runs, 26 RBIs. Has reached in all four games to start the series. 3-for-17 with a home run. That came in the ninth on Tuesday. As the 0-1 paints the outside black, Sandel disagrees. But Craze has him behind in the count 0-2. Sandel, former 10th round selection out of South Alabama. Gieber looks at first. The two-strike pitch, outside and low. And the count of ball and two strikes. Sandel mired in a little bit of a funk, just 6-for-43 in his last 13 games. 4 of his last 6 have gone for extra bases, though. The 1-2, breaking ball hit on the ground at third, backing up on an Easter. Throws hop into the throw to first in time to end the inning. So for the second straight inning, Asheville picks up a leadoff single, but can't do anything with it. We're through two, still scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bicol Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bicol, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
still looking for our first run of the ball game. Top of the third, Brooklyn and Asheville, no score. Christian Pregent, Chase Estep, Jet Williams. 8-9-1 due up to bat in the top half of the third inning. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. A little bit past the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. Fifth game of this six-game series. Game 5 of this two-week, 12-game road trip. Brooklyn returns home Tuesday, September 5th to start the final homestand of the regular season. First pitch of the inning to Christian Pregent, poked in the air to center. Well, got it a tad bit off the hands and caught by the center fielder Melton to his right. One pitch and one out in the top of the third. Brings up the nine batter, Chase Estep. Estep did not play yesterday, 2-for-5 with an RBI on Thursday night. Estep hitting at 220, two homers and 30 batted in. First pitch. And a strike on the outside corner makes it 0-1. Estep 2-for-8 since being reinstated off the IL. The 0-1, breaking ball inside. And the count evens. Mancini, drafted by the Astros last year in the 15th round out of Boston College. The 1-1, Estep breaks his bat. This one ticketed towards the third base seats and right off of fans' hands. And over the brick wall divider between the seating bowl and the gateway towards Brooklyn's third base clubhouse. So Estep gets a new piece of lumber and will come back to the plate with a one ball, two strike count. A Mancini out of Boston College. Guy who has been slightly better in the rotation than out of the bullpen this year. 1-2. And Estep swings and misses for strike three. Third strikeout for Mancini. He's retired 6 in a row since giving up a base hit to Clifford with 2 out in the first. Base is empty, 2 down for the shortstop, or rather center fielder tonight, Jet Williams. Williams struck out against Mancini to lead off the ballgame. And he takes a call at strike one. Mancini. You look at the splits, August so far has been his best month since joining Asheville. The 0-1 outside, it's 1-1. Has a 5.65 ERA this month. His lowest ERA in a single month with Asheville by almost 2 full runs. As Williams gets jammed in the air to center, backpedaling on it is Melton. Step or two in front of the warning track makes the grab. And Mancini has his second straight 1-2-3 inning. So the righty has retired 7 straight, has thrown just 21 pitches in the last 2 innings. We head to the bottom of the third, still scoreless. Here from Asheville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. It's part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Bottom of the third inning. Brooklyn and Asheville scoreless. Fans, a reminder, almost time to start securing your season tickets and mini plans for the 2024 South Atlantic League season on Coney Island. To find out more information, email us at info@brooklyncyclones.com. John Garcia to lead off the third against Jordan Gieber. And the first pitch from Jordan misses low for ball one. 8-9 and 1-2 up for Asheville. Garcia, Williams, and then Cole. 1-0 pitch hit on the ground at third, backing up on an E-step. Plays it on a four and to his left. A bit of a high throw, but Clifford using every inch of his 6-3 frame to reel it in. And a two-pitch out is how Brooklyn starts the bottom of the third. Now the nine hitter, Justin Williams. Williams broke an 0-for-22 slide with a double in the ninth inning last night. Thought that was going to set up a potential walk-off before Eli Ankeny slammed the door shut with three straight strikeouts. Takes down and away for ball one, the 1-0. And Williams takes a knee-high strike to run the count even. Williams 1-for-4 with that double yesterday, hitting a .132 in 61 games. 25-for-189. A swing and a miss at the slider. And Gieber ahead of ball and two strikes. Williams, two homers, 16 RBIs. Even with that hit last night, just one for his last 23 since August the 5th. The 1-2, swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out on the fastball down. And Jordan Gieber with his fourth punch out. Two out in the bottom of the third. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Zach Cole singled, stole a base, and was caught stealing to end the first. And he takes low. It's 1-0. Cole, 10th round pick of the Astros last year out of Ball State in Muncie, Indiana. Foul ball off his foot. Hopping up and down to the right of the batter's box. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Cole has reached in each of his last five games. And it's interesting, you look at his numbers over his last 10. Cole goes 6-4 his last 40. But does have a couple of home runs in that span. 3-for-11 in the series, including tonight, the 1-1. And Cole hits it on the ground at first, scooped on the forehand by Clifford. Underhand flip to Gieber over to cover the bag. And Jordan has his first 1-2-3 inning of the day. So, Gieber answers Mancini 1-2-3 inning with a 9-pitch frame of his own after three. Still scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup guard exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at brooklyncyclones.com.
Top of the fourth inning, 2-3-4, scheduled to bat for Brooklyn. Cyclones, no runs a hit, no errors, one left. Asheville, no runs, two hits, no errors, they've left one. Parada attacks the first pitch, skies it down the left field line. In and to his right is Cole. And a few more steps back to his left, puts it away. And for the second straight inning, Joey Mancini has one pitch and one out. KP 0 for 2 tonight. Sends up Ryan Clifford, the only Cyclone to reach base tonight. Lined a two-out single to center in the first. Since then, Joey Mancini has retired eight straight. First pitch to Clifford, rocketed into right center field. Right fielder playing that way, and Whitaker lunges and makes the grab to his right for the second out. Clifford hit it right on the screws, 105 miles an hour, but right at Whitaker. Great defensive positioning there by Asheville. Set up perfectly to take away that extra base hit from Clifford. So two pitches, two outs, and Stanley Consuegra takes a called strike one. Stanley ground out to third and is only at bat. Takes down and away. And the count even at 1-1. Mancini. No stranger to a couple of guys that have made Brooklyn home this year. As he misses outside, it's 2-1. Was teammates in the Cape Cod Baseball League last summer with former Cyclone Paul Gervais. The 2-1 swung on and missed. It's 2-2. He's now up at Double-A Binghamton after being one of the most dominant relief pitchers in the circuit this year. The 2-2. Stanley off towards the roof. We'll do it again, but his broadcaster in the Cape League last year was my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz, at a good old Stony Brook Field in Brewster, Mass. As Stanley spins and drops to the deck, trying to get out of the way of a pitch up and in at 81. And it's now full at 3-2. And shout out to Johnny's dad, Rob, celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday, Mr. Gadamowicz, as Consuegra takes outside for ball four. So Stanley ends the streak of nine in a row, retired by Mancini. First walk allowed tonight by the right-hander. And there's one on and two out for the shortstop, William Lugo. Lugo grounded out to short in his only at-bat so far tonight. Stanley leads off first. Wroblewski holds him on. And the first pitch smothered down and away by Garcia. And Lugo ahead, a ball and no strikes. Mancini gets plus-plus rise with his fastball. That is a trait the Astros are looking for in the draft and in the international free agent market. Guys with fastballs that have upward life. As Lugo fouls it back, it's 1-1. It's been the case for a lot of the guys we've seen in this series. Bayozo, Dalen Miley, even last night's starter, Miguel Ulloa. 1-1. Lugo hits it sharply, but foul. Down the third base line, missed being a fair ball by a matter of inches. And instead of extra bases, allowed strike number two. Mancini, good baseball bloodlines. His dad, Joe, former college ball player at Fairfield in Connecticut, and also played professionally in the Orioles system. Consuegra leads off first. No score in the fourth. Mancini's 1-2, and Lugo spoils it back to the screen. Remains at a ball and two strikes. Mancini did not pitch at all last year after being drafted, made 13 starts in the ACC at Boston College, and made another four in the Cape Cod League before being drafted and signing his first pro contract. The 1-2 pitch down in the dirt kicks off the shin guard of Garcia and all the way to the backstop. And easily on to second with a wild pitch is Consuegra. So Brooklyn with a runner in scoring position for the first time tonight. And a 2-2 count on the red-hot Lugo. Second baseman Deming holds on the runner. Now the 2-2. And Lugo pops it up. Right side of the infield. Deming, the second baseman, on the right field grass. Right fielder behind him. And Deming able to hang on with Whitaker charging in and having to come to a brief stop right in front of the back of the first-year pro. So Brooklyn threatens a two-out walk and a wild pitch, but can't push anyone across after three and a half. Still a scoreless game on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Top of the 7 o'clock hour, a scoreless game. Bottom of the fourth, both teams looking for the game's first run. Jacob Melton, Ryan Wroblewski, Tim Borden the second. 2-3-4, due up for the tourists. Jacob Melton struck out in his only at-bat so far tonight. He'll lead off against Gieber in the fourth. Gieber been outstanding through the first three innings. Has retired six straight. First pitch, bounced on the ground, foul. Rolling up the first baseline. And the count is 0-1. No score here on this Saturday night. Fifth game of the six-game series. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in just a second. As Melton takes outside, it's even at 1-1. A look around the South Atlantic League tonight. All but one game in progress. The line, the 1-1. And Gieber misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Rome leading Greensboro 4-2 right now, bottom of the seventh inning. Ignacio Alvarez, a solo home run, is seventh. As Melton takes a strike at the letters. Change up that time from Gieber. It's even at 2-2. Both teams already into their bullpens there. The break even outside. Fastball at 91. And the count runs full. End of three in downstate New York. Hudson Valley a 2-0 lead on Aberdeen. Rafael Flores a solo home run is sixth. The payoff pitch in Melton. In the air down the left field line. De Los Santos giving a glance. But this will land out of play. And it stays 3-2. Zach Messenger on the mound for Hudson Valley tonight. Trey McGuff on the bump for Aberdeen. Top of the second in Delaware. Jersey Shore has jumped out to a 1-0 lead on the Blue Rocks. They've dropped two in a row, which has allowed Brooklyn to take over sole possession of first as Melton can't catch up to the high fastball. Another strikeout for Jordan Gieber. That is number five. And there's one down in the fourth inning. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Base is empty. One out for Ryan Wroblewski. Flied out to left in his only at bat and bangs one off the mask of the catcher, Pregent. Appears to be all right. It's 0-1. But Jersey Shore, a 1-0 lead. Sam Aldegheri for the Blue Claws. Brad Lord on the mound for the Blue Rocks tonight. The 0-1. Outside and low. And it's even at 1-1. Hickory and Greenville just about to get underway. 7 o'clock start here in the Tar Heel State. The 1-1. Bouncing ball left side. Charging in Lugo. Took a tricky hop, able to gather and throw out Wroblewski at first. Two down. It took a tricky secondary hop on Lugo, a little bit higher than he had his glove positioned, but able to bring his wrist up and play that ball cleanly. And throws out Wroblewski, the first baseman, for the second out. Eight in a row retired by Gieber. Brings up the shortstop, Tim Borden. Single to center to lead off the second. And he takes outside to make it 1-0. But it'll be Luis Perales for Greenville tonight. Emiliano Teodo for Hickory. 1-0. Chopped up the middle. Fielded to his left by Lugo. Behind the second base. Back throws to first. And Gieber has his second straight 1-2-3 inning. He's retired 9 in a row since Borden's leadoff single in the second. A pitcher's duel here in a hitter's ballpark. Mancini and Gieber dueling zeros through four. We head to the fifth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the fifth inning, DeAndre Smith, Omar De Los Santos, Christian Pregent. Three scheduled to bat. Brooklyn just one hit through four. Asheville's only done one better. They have two hits through four. DeAndre Smith to lead off. And the first pitch from Mancini cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. Smith flied out to center and is only at bat tonight. And Mancini gets him to chase outside once more. Looked to be the same pitch back-to-back. And Mancini ahead 0-2. Mancini and Jordan Gieber have been dueling tonight. Mancini so far, four innings, no runs, a hit, a walk, and three Ks. The 0-2, Smith able to grab a piece, rolls it on the ground to short. Charging in Borden, low throw to first is late. DeAndre Smith, too much speed, beat it out up the first base line. An incredible stretch by Ryan Wroblewski at first. I don't know if he had a past life as a gymnast, but he really got low to reel in that toss across the diamond from Borden that came just about a half second too late. So DeAndre Smith with a leadoff base hit. First time Brooklyn's put the leadoff man on tonight. Sends up Omar De Los Santos. Omar popped up to short and is only at bat. Throw back to first, and Smith dives in. Only one score we haven't told you about in the league tonight. That one of the two games that had not started yet. 7:35 Eastern time beginning between Bowling Green and Winston-Salem. Runner starts and stops, and De Los Santos scalds one through the left side for a hit. Back-to-back base hits by Smith and Omar. And Brooklyn in business, two on and nobody out. First time either team tonight has put multiple men on base at the same time. Brings up Christian Pregent. Flied out to center in his only at-bat so far tonight. Winston-Salem will start Mason Adams tonight. Duncan Davitt expected to make the start for Bowling Green. First pitch. And the catcher takes a called strike one on the outside corner. Looking at the league standings coming into play today. Brooklyn a game up on Jersey Shore. 3.5 up on third place Greensboro. Hudson Valley in fourth, five games behind. The 0-1, Pregent in the air, right field. Back into his right, Whitaker. He's going to have to play it off the fence. Ball rolls behind him. Smith thinks about going to third, but has to hold up at second base. Actually, that's De Los Santos. Smith goes to third. Omar advances 90 feet to second. Christian Pregent snaps his 0-for slide. Three straight singles to start the fifth. And Brooklyn has the bases loaded and nobody out. Just a hard line drive off the base of the right field wall. And Pregent, who had not had a hit since his Cyclones debut a couple of weeks ago, comes through with a base hit to snap an 0-for-15 slide. Base is loaded for Chase Estep. And the Corbin, Kentucky native takes high for ball one. When you look at the South right now, Hickory, 3.5 game lead on Bowling Green. Roma in third place, 7.5 games back. The 1-0 from Mancini, and Estep a line drive back up the middle, base hit center field. One run scores. Here comes De Los Santos to the plate. He'll score. First to third goes Pregent. It's a two-run single for Chase Estep, and Brooklyn strikes first on this Saturday. It's 2-0 in the fifth. Just a hard ground ball back through the box and right through in his center field. And with great speed on second and third, easily able to score are the two lead runners. For Estep, his 31st and 32nd RBIs. And Brooklyn, a two-run fifth inning advantage. Four straight singles to start the fifth. And now Jet Williams, who's 0-for-2. And the first pitch misses high. And the count 1-0. Williams has struck out and fly to center tonight. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night here in the fifth inning. The 1-0. And Williams takes a breaking ball. On the outside corner, it's 1-1. Right-hander up and throwing down the line for Asheville. Usually don't let their starter go much longer than five. Mancini up at 66 pitches. The 1-1 off the outside corner for ball two. Mancini, 75 pitches in his last outing. Has not thrown more than 76 in a ball game this season on three separate occasions. The 2-1, and Williams takes a strike at the knees. And the count evens at 2-2. Pregent at third, Estep at first. Two runs in and nobody out in the fifth inning. But our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night sends us back all the way to 1965. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Scott Williams on the high fastball. Second time jet down on strikes. And there's one down in the fifth inning for Kevin Parada. For Mancini, that is fourth punch out. And at the corners for Parada, who's 0 for 2. Flied out to left in his last at-bat. Former ACC foes matching up against one another. And Parada takes outside for ball one. But on this date in 1965 at Shea Stadium, the Mets beat the Dodgers 5-2. Their first ever victory against Brooklyn legend Sandy Koufax. As this one line in a center for a base hit. Pregent will score, stopping at second. Estep. It's an RBI single for Kevin Parada. His third RBI this week since coming off the IL. And Brooklyn leads it 3-0 in the fifth. 42nd RBI for Parada in the South Atlantic League. That'll send Sean Buchanan, the pitching coach, out from the first base dugout to talk with the right-hander. Has allowed a base hit to five of six men faced in the inning. Now Brooklyn with two on, one out, three in. For the dangerous Ryan Clifford, who has homered in back-to-back games and already has a base hit tonight. But on this date in 1965, the Mets snapped a 13-game losing streak to future Hall of Famer and the namesake of our mascot, Sandy Koufax. Our question is, who was the rookie winning pitcher on the other side for the Mets that day? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know the answer. So Buchanan retreats back to the first base dugout. And Clifford will stroll to the dish to try and add to Brooklyn's three-run lead. Two on, one out. Mancini's first pitch. And Clifford reaches and pops it up. Shallow center, out to shortstop Borden. And he'll make the over-the-shoulder grab. Infield fly rule was in effect. Wasn't called by the base umpire. But the home plate umpire, Stephen Kreis, had his right index finger pointed to the sky up the third base line. So a big out for Mancini. And Brooklyn with two on, two away in the fifth inning for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra, a ground out and a walk tonight. And he rips one into center field, sinking fast. That one's going to get down in front of Melton for a base hit. Here comes Estep to the plate. Throw home by Melton. Cut off behind the mound by Robleski. It's an RBI single for Stanley Consuegra. He's picked up a base hit in all five games of the series. Now has seven RBI this week. And Brooklyn leads it 4-0. Caught it off the end of the bat. And dunked it in a shallow center field. Parada stops at second. And Brooklyn has sent all nine men to the plate here in the fifth. William Lugo popped up to second and the fourth. And that pitch in the dirt. Nice backhanded stop by Garcia to his right to save a wild pitch and make it 1-0. For Stanley there is team leading 53rd RBI. And for the second straight night, Brooklyn a four-run inning. 1-0. Lugo, sharp ground ball to short. Pick to his left by Borden. And no underhand flip to Deming covering second to end the frame. But Brooklyn sends all nine to the plate against Mancini in the fifth. Four runs, six hits, two left. Halfway home on this Saturday night. 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need. For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Cyclones in front. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Asheville. Whitaker, Deming, and Sandel. Gieber has retired 9 straight since a leadoff single in the second. And the first pitch taken for a strike by Whitaker. And the count 0-1. Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. As Whitaker swings and misses. Pitch up and in, makes it 0-2. But our trivia question on this date in 1965, the Mets snapped a 13-game losing streak to Sandy Koufax. Their first ever win against the Hall of Fame Southpaw. Who was the rookie winning pitcher for the Mets that day? As Whitaker fouls it towards the first base seat, stays at 0-2. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know today's answer. Gieber works from the first base side. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And Whitaker takes a called strike 3 on the low outside corner. Tyler disagreeing, barking back at the home plate umpire, Stephen Craze. Craze continuing the conversation with Whitaker as he walks back to the first base dugout. Craze telling the first base side, Asheville side, to cool it. So Gieber, another strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. For Jordan, that is 6th tonight. Brings up Austin Deming, who takes outside for ball one. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard here in the bottom of the 5th inning. The 1-0 off the hands. Back towards the seats. It's 1-1. Mets and Angels just underway at Citi Field. Carlos Carrasco against Chase Silseth. The 1-1, and Deming takes a delayed called strike. Down and away, it's 1-2. Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, Pete Alonso, Omar Narvaez. Former Cyclones in the lineup tonight, including the starter Carrasco. The 1-2. Outside, Gieber thought he had strike 3. And it's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shohei Ohtani already has a base hit tonight. Picked up a double. The 2-2. Tapper back to the mound. Fielded by Gieber on the grass in front of the bump. Jog to first and an underhand flip to Clifford. Makes it 11 in a row, retired by the right-hander. 2 away in the 5th inning for Michael Sandel. Sandel ground out to 3rd and is only at bat tonight. Triple-A Syracuse through 2 innings at home. Tied at 1 against the Buffalo Bison. Blue Jays affiliate. How about our good friend Mateo Gil? He and Jose Mena in the AAA lineup tonight. As this bounce to 3rd, fielded by Estep, tossed to 1st in plenty of time. And Jordan Gieber has now sat down 12 in a row, 3 straight 1-2-3 innings. He has thrown a grand total of 31 pitches in the last 3 frames. To the 6th, 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Walter Brockhaus will come on and take over in the sixth inning. Brockhaus 6'4", 197. 24 years old from Mount Vernon, Illinois. Undrafted free agent signee by the Astros 2 years ago out of the University of Memphis on the western side of the Volunteer State. DeAndre Smith, Omar De Los Santos, Christian Pregent, the 3-2 up in the inning, 6, 7, and 8. And Brockhaus, first pitch cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Get you the final line for Joey Mancini tonight. The 0-1 from Brockhaus. And Smith takes low, makes it 1-1. Mancini, 5 innings, 4 runs all earned on 7 hits that fifth inning, putting a damper on what had been a great start for the righty. The 1-1 misses down. And DeAndre ahead, 2 balls and a strike. Mancini a walk and 4 strikeouts. Charge of the wild pitch, 76 total tosses and 54 strikes tonight. The 2-1 from Brockhaus. And Smith catches one off the end of the bat. Backing out of play, it's 2-2. Numbers for Brockhaus so far this season, his 22nd outing with Asheville. 2-0, a 4.56 ERA. 17 hits and 23 and two-thirds. As Smith takes an elevated breaking ball to run the count full at 3-2. 18 walks, 30 strikeouts for Brockhaus. Pitching for the first time since last Saturday. Through 2 hitless and scoreless innings of relief. The payoff pitch. And Smith sends another one into the seats. Brockhaus struck out 3, had 2 1-2-3 innings. Joined Asheville from single A Fayetteville back on the 5th of May. The payoff pitch, and Smith can't hold up his swing. Strike 3, tried to sell it by flipping the bat behind him, but rung up by the home plate umpire Stephen Craze for the first out of the 6th. 1 out for Omar De Los Santos, single to left in his last at-bat. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Coney Convo's trivia question, already have one correct answer funneled in. For his pitch to Omar, way high. Garcia had to pop out of his crouch to reel it in. And the count 1-0. But on this date in 1965, for the first time in franchise history, the Mets defeating Sandy Koufax snapped a 13-game losing streak to the future Hall of Famer. De Los Santos, broken back ground ball to short. Board into his right off-balance throw. Gets away from the first baseman, Robleski. De Los Santos on his way to second. And he'll be there standing without a play. I imagine that'll go down as an infield base hit and an error. De Los Santos runs extremely well, and indeed it does. So a multi-hit game for De Los Santos. It'll be an infield base hit and an advance to second on the throwing error by Borden. And Brooklyn a man in scoring position and 1 out for Christian Pregent. Pregent singled and scored last inning. He's 1-for-2. But our question tonight, who is the Mets' rookie pitcher that defeated Koufax on this day in 1965? Hunter goes. Preaching a ground ball to short. Charging in Borden. His jump throw to first, this time in the nick of time. As De Los Santos takes third. So a man at third, two out. For the nine-hitter, Chase Estep had a two-run single to center in his last at-bat. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. Mentioned Triple A Syracuse tied with Buffalo at one. Joe Swazi has an RBI double. Mike Vassell making the start at Triple A today. And you look at that Triple A lineup tonight. As Estep takes a called strike one. And it's oops, nothing but Cyclones. All 10 in the Triple A lineup tonight played in Brooklyn in some form or fashion. Wyatt Young, Ronnie Mauricio, Brett Beatty, Carlos Cortez, Tomas Nido, Brandon McIlwain, Joe Swazi, Mateo Gil, and Jose Mena. With Vassell doing the pitching. As Estep pulls it up the first base line to make it 0-2. De Los Santos, the runner at third with two out. Brooklyn looking to add to a four-run lead. Jojo Rodriguez up in Brooklyn's bullpen. The 0-2. Breaking ball hit on the ground at first. Fielded on a few hops by Robleski. He'll take it to the bag himself. And Brooklyn strands one in the sixth. No runs. One hit, an error. And one man left. 5.5 in the books. It is still 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
For the bottom of the sixth inning, John Garcia, Justin Williams, Zach Cole. 8-9 and 1 due up for Asheville in the inning. We'll get you the answer to our Coney Convos trivia question here in the bottom of the sixth. John Garcia ground out to third and is only at bat tonight. Lines this one as center. Coming on Williams, dives headlong, and he made the catch. Oh, what a play for the natural shortstop, Jet Williams, in straightaway center. A sinking line drive at 98 miles an hour. And Williams did not hesitate. And Garcia robbed of a base hit for the first out of the sixth. Make that 13th straight retired by the 24-year-old. Brings up Justin Williams. Struck out his first time, ground ball underneath the glove of Clifford. And in a right field, a base hit. So back-to-back pitches, Asheville swinging to start the frame. And they end the streak of 13 in a row retired as Justin Williams has his second hit in as many days. One on, one out for Zach Cole, who singled in his only at-bat tonight. Or in his first at-bat tonight, grounded out to first in his last trip. Chance of Justin. And they're not for me. As Zach Cole, a little dribbler up the first base line, that's going to stay foul. As Clifford picks it up on the right side of the chalk. And the count 0-1. Our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. On this date in 1965, the Mets, their first ever victory against Sandy Koufax. For the first time in franchise history, snapped a 13-game losing streak for the future Hall of Famer. Which Mets rookie defeated Koufax that day? The 0-1. Cole slaps it down the left field line, but that's going to backspin foul. Onto the warning track and the count 0-2. One on, one out. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead. Well, we had a couple of correct answers tonight. One from right here in the press box. And one from a visitor to our press box in Brooklyn. Shout out to Robert Anderson. Tuning in tonight. Normally see him around Coney Island with his camera. And also shout out to Seth Stewart. Right here in the press box here in Asheville. As Cole takes low, it's 1-2. Affectionately known here as Press Box Seth. Here in North Carolina, but the correct answer, none other than the man that came up with the Amazing Mets moniker himself, and you got to believe Tug McGraw is the man who defeated Koufax on this day in 1965. As Cole fouls it out of play, it's 1-2. We've had Tug been guest quite a bit this year for different questions we've asked on the radio network. Finally, Tug is an answer to one of our questions. The architect of the phrase, you gotta believe, in 1973. Runner at first, one out, the 1-2. And Cole pulls it foul up the first base line again. And remains at a ball and two strikes. So thanks to everyone who chimed in on this Saturday night. Brooklyn still in front, 4-0. One on and one out. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. And right before Giebert throws the pitch, time called, or a pitch clock violation ruled on Giebert. So that makes it 2-2 on Zach Cole. The break even. And Cole puts it in the air to center. Back goes Williams to the warning track at the fence. And all you do is turn and watch that one sail out by the flagpole. Zach Cole gets it over the short 373 marker in center. And the tourists are on the board. Brooklyn's lead cut in half. It's 4-2. 100.8 off the bat, 408 feet to straightaway center. For Cole, his eighth home run with the tourists. RBI 17 and 18. And just like that, it's a two-run game. That'll be all for Jordan Giebert tonight. Retired 13 in a row after the lineout to center to start the inning. But a seeing eye single by Justin Williams and a two-run home run to center by Zach Cole will chase him from this contest. A beautiful job done by Giebert. 5 1/3 innings of two-run ball. But it'll be up to Brooklyn's bullpen tonight to try and secure a fourth straight victory. New arm coming in. Bases empty, one out in the sixth. Brooklyn leads it 4-2 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN. For all the Sunday Funday information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change driven by Vi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to VicalAutoMall.com. On to make his Cyclones and South Atlantic League debut is the right-hander Jojo Rodriguez. Rodriguez, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, 23 years old, from Vineland, New Jersey. Undrafted free agent signee by the Mets last summer out of the MLB Draft League and St. John's in Queens. Jacob Melton, the first man to face him, and a big bouncing ball up the middle. Fielded by Smith, the second baseman to his right. And one pitch, one out to retire Melton for the second out. Final lineup for Jordan Gieber goes 5 1/3 innings. 2 runs on 4 hits, no walks, 6 strikeouts, gave up a home run. 70 pitches and 48 strikes tonight. Brings up Ryan Wroblewski, who's 0 for 2. Long-haired right-hander Rodriguez, first pitch fouled back. And the count 0-1. Wroblewski 0 for 2. That's fly to left and grounded out to short. Rodriguez spent the entirety of this season at Single-A St. Lucie, made 24 relief appearances there. Went 2-1 with one save. And a breaking ball strike on the inside corner makes it 0-2. Rodriguez went 2-1 at an 8.55 ERA. 44 hits in 33 and two-thirds innings. 27 walks and 42 strikeouts. Rodriguez was pitching better, though, in the month of August. An ERA of 4 over 9 innings. At the belt, the 0-2. And a foul ball off the catcher, Pregent. And it remains at no balls and two strikes. This is the first game for Rodriguez in 6 days. Last pitched on Sunday at home against Jupiter. Gave up a run on 2 hits in an inning. Walked one and did not record a strikeout. Another 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase off the outside corner. First career strikeout as a Cyclone for Jojo Rodriguez. Comes on, does his job. Gets a weak ground ball and a strikeout on 5 pitches to end the sixth. Bud Asheville cuts Brooklyn's lead in half on the two-run jack to center by Zach Cole. After 6, 4-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jet Williams in the top of Brooklyn's lineup, due up in the seventh inning. They lead this one 4-2. Brooklyn, all four of their runs in the fifth. Asheville, all two of theirs in the sixth. Williams 0 for 3 tonight, trying to extend his hitting streak to a baker's dozen. First pitch from Brockhouse out for his second inning of relief on the inside corner. And the count 0-1. Williams, a couple of strikeouts and a fly out to center. The one strike pitch in the dirt. A little bit outside as well. And the count evens at 1-1. Wrap up our look around the Mets affiliates tonight. A 1-1. Up and in. And it's two balls and a strike on Williams. Mentioned Double A Binghamton off to a good start tonight. Bottom of the second in New Hampshire, Blue Jays affiliate. They lead that one 5-0. The 2-1 outside in the dirt. It's three balls and a strike. How about our good friend Ryland Thomas making his Double A debut today, batting eighth and playing left field. Thomas, after the game last night, promoted to Double A Binghamton. Carlos Dominguez added to Brooklyn's roster from Single A St. Lucie. The 3-1, inside ball 4, and Williams is on with a leadoff walk to start the seventh. So one on, nobody out. Kevin Parada, an RBI single to center in his last at-bat in the fifth. But Thomas grounded into a fielder's choice in his first at-bat tonight, came around to score a run. J.T. Schwartz, 3 RBIs in that game. And Binghamton up by 5. David Griffin on the bump tonight. Congratulations to Ryland. Started his year at Single A, now all the way up at Double A. Parada can't connect. It's 0-1. Was really great. Chris Newell, the Cyclones manager, making the announcement on the team bus last night as we were getting ready to pull off here from McCormick Field. The 0-1. Inside, it's 1-1. Newell started the announcement by trying to just get everybody's attention. Want everyone to turn off their headsets. Thought it would just be a talk about another gutsy performance by his team to pull out a last-second win. 1-1, cut on and missed. It's 1-2. But Newell wrapped it up by saying, Ryland, you're heading up to Double-A to stay. Of course, the entire bus erupting in celebration, seeing one of their own continuing to climb the ladder. 1-2. Barana backing out of play. Still at 1-2. We wish the best to Ryland. We'll be watching along, not only this weekend in New Hampshire, but throughout the course of the remainder of 2023. At Single A St. Lucie tonight, on the road against Dunedin, end of two, they trail 3-1. A lot of new faces in St. Lucie's lineup today. The 1-2, Barada takes high above the shoulders. 2-2. Marco Vargas, Ronald Hernandez, two of the key pieces the Mets acquired in the David Robertson trade at the deadline with Miami. Both in the lineup today for St. Lucie, making their full season debuts. Vargas leading off at short. Hernandez batting third and catching. Runner goes. Parada in the air, right side. Racing in and to his left is Whitaker. Diving and foul ground, and he can't get there. An outstanding effort that warrants a round of applause from the hometown crowd here. But Whitaker selling out, running a long way in and to his left, but just could not find a way to make the diving grab. So it remains 2-2 on Parada. But Vargas 1-for-1 with a run scored and a stolen base tonight. Ronald Hernandez 0-for-1. And their first at-bats at the Single-A level. Douglas Orellana on the mound for St. Lucie tonight. The 2-2. Parada rips one in the air to center. Coming on, diving and making the hit. No, he couldn't hang on. Cole could not hang on to it in center. Actually, rather, that's Melton. And great base running by Jet Williams to turn on the Jets after that ball landed on the outfield grass. able to go first to third when Melton had to get up and retrieve the ball from the turf. So Kevin Parada, his second hit tonight, ripped that one at 106 miles an hour. And after Asheville put up a two spot in the bottom of the sixth, Brooklyn threatening, runners at the corners, nobody out to start the seventh. Clifford 1-for-3 with a base hit tonight. And the first pitch misses up and away for ball one. Brooklyn 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They have left 5. Asheville 2 runs, 4 hits, an error. They have left only 1. The 1-0, way up and away. Nice pick by Garcia. Everyone stays put. It's 2 balls and no strikes. With Stanley Consuegra waiting on deck. Final Saturday in August 2023. Hard to believe that this time next week it'll be September. The 2-0 in the dirt. And a nice pick again to his left by Garcia. And now Brockhaus in danger of walking the bases loaded with nobody out. Some natural light still emanating here at the stadium. Sunshine ricocheting off the left field to left center field advertisements. The 3-0, and Clifford swings away and pops it in the air. Coming on is the center fielder, Melton. He'll make the catch. Williams tagging from third. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's offline and a tad bit short. Knocked down by the catcher, Garcia. Not only does Williams score, but Kevin Parada astutely tags up and advances to second base. It's a sacrifice fly for Ryan Clifford. His 12th RBI as a Cyclone, and Brooklyn back up by a 3-run lead. It's 5-2. Wasn't the deepest fly ball we've seen, but deep enough to get the speedster Williams home from third and get another man into scoring position. Stanley Consuegra 1-for-2. Ground ball through the left side for a base hit. Parada will be held at third. Strong throw coming in from Cole. Cut off adjacent to the mound by Williams. So Stanley Consuegra on base for the third time tonight. His second hit. Comes off the bat at 107 miles an hour. And that's going to be all tonight for the right-hander Brockhaus. Eric Stamets, the acting manager for Asheville tonight, with skipper Nate Shaver under the weather. Out of the first base dugout to make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Pitching change. Brooklyn a run in, one out. And threatening for more. Men at the corners. Cyclones 5, Tourists 2 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramírez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Right-hander Franny Cobos comes on, makes his second appearance of the series. Last pitched for a third of an inning on Wednesday night. Runners at the corners for William Lugo. And the first pitch fastball has to be backhanded by Garcia to save a wild pitch. And the count 0-1. Or 1-0, excuse me. Lugo 0-3 tonight, grounded into a fielder's choice in his last at-bat. Cobos abandoned his knees, runner goes. Pitch is inside, throw down to second offline and not in time. Ended up clipping the inside corner to make it 1-1. But Stanley Consuegra, his third stolen base of the series. No double play in order. It's now second and third and one out. But Stanley, five stolen bases on the year. Three of them have come this week. The 1-1. And Lugo takes the sweeper down and away. And the count, two balls and a strike. Cobos, 5'9", 195 pounds, 22 years old, from Morón Ciego de Avila, Cuba. Infield in, all around for Asheville. Cobos making his 17th appearance with the Tourists. 3-2, a 4.71 ERA. 36 hits and 36 and a third innings. 18 walks and 44 strikeouts. The 2-1 line drive back up the middle. Base hit center field. One run scores. Here comes Consuegra to the plate. He'll score standing up. It's a two-run single to center for William Lugo. And Brooklyn leads by a game high. 5. It's 7-2 in the seventh. William Lugo, his first hit of the ball game. RBIs 47 and 48. He's driven in five runs in this series and 11 in his last 11 games. So that'll close the line tonight for Walter Brockhaus. One on, one out for DeAndre Smith. And he takes up and away for ball one. DeAndre 1-3 tonight. Singled and scored back in the fifth inning. Final line up for Brockhaus goes an inning and a third. Three runs all earned on three hits. The 1-0 and Smith, a high fly ball left center field. Back into his right goes Melton. Onto the warning track in front of the Champion Credit Union signage. Makes the grab for the second out. Smith hit it 384 to left center. Needed to hit it about another extra 15 feet for his second home run of the series. Two out in the seventh for Omar De Los Santos. Omar, the seventh man to bat in the inning. Couple of singles and a run scored tonight. But Brockhaus, a walk and a strikeout. 30 pitches and 17 strikes tonight. First pitch to Omar, and he swings and misses. At the delivery, down and away, it's 0-1. Cobos, 18 walks, 44 strikeouts, and 36 in a third innings. He's played at three different levels this year, the top three levels in the organization. As De Los Santos taps it behind the plate, makes it 0-2. Cobos started the year in Asheville, went to Corpus Christi AA on April the 10th, then joined AAA Sugarland on May the 5th. As De Los Santos off the hands, back behind home plate, Garcia gives a glance, but this out of play. And it remains a two-strike count on the Cyclones left fielder. Spent 3 days on the active roster in Sugarland before being placed on the development list. 8 days later, was sent back to AA Corpus Christi. And then another 6 days after that, returned here to Asheville. The 0-2 at the letters, strike three called to retire the side. First time De Los Santos down on strikes, first strikeout tonight for Franny Cobos. Brooklyn, though, scores three more runs on three hits. One man left, the big blow. A two-run single by William Lugo. Time to get up and stretch from North Carolina. 7-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger,
hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jojo Rodriguez back to the mound for his first full inning of relief. Retired both batters he faced to end the sixth on five pitches. Brooklyn 7, Asheville 2. Brooklyn 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They have left 6. Asheville 2 runs, 4 hits, an error. They have stranded 1. Heart of the lineup due up for Asheville. 4, 5, and 6, Borden, Whitaker, and Deming. The 3 set to bat against JoJo in the 7th. Rodriguez, first pitch. Misses high to Borden. And the count, 1 ball and no strikes. It's cooled down a little bit as night continues to rapidly arrive in North Carolina. 83 degrees at the moment. As Borden takes a strike on the inner half, hits 1-1. A real feel at 86, not much wind to speak of. Still blue skies up above, although shadows cover the diamond. As Borden fouls it off the checkerboard screen. And he falls behind 1-2. Take a look around Major League Baseball on this Saturday night. Nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you. Here from McCormick Field in Asheville. Blue Jays beat the Guardians this afternoon north of the border 8-3. The 1-2 pitch. And Borden could not hold up on the breaking ball, strike 3. Field down to the base umpire, Borden. With some words again for the home plate umpire, Craze, before heading back to the dugout. And Rodriguez, his second straight K, 1 out in the 7th. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Tyler Whitaker has struck out looking twice tonight. And he takes outside for ball 1. Jose Ramirez, Tyler Freeman with home runs for Cleveland today. Davis Schneider is 4th, a 2-run shot for Toronto. As Whitaker takes a changeup for a called strike. Braves beat the Giants 7-3 in San Francisco. Austin Riley, his 30th home run. Orlando Arcia, his 15th. Former Cyclone Wilmer Flores, his 19th for the Giants. As Whitaker can't connect on the pitch away, it's 1-2. Red Sox beat the Dodgers this afternoon at Fenway 8-5. As that one, Anthony, strike 3 called. 93 painted at the bottom of the zone, and someone just got tossed from Asheville's first base dugout. I don't know if that was Whitaker or someone else. The third base coach and acting manager, Eric Stamets, coming down to talk with Stephen Craze. That is the third person Craze has ejected this week, and Stamets has to slide in front of the home plate umpire to stop Craze from barking at the first base tourist dugout. Stamets, arms at his side, trying to calm down Craze. Craze continuing to point back at the first base dugout. Still not sure who is the one who got the heave-ho. 3 straight strikeouts for JoJo. Last one is always brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Unfortunately, the reputation Stephen Craze has created has been one of having to walk around eggshells around him. Brooklyn's had four people ejected this year. Three of them have been by Steven Craze. And now Craze has ejected the third person in this series. None of them have been tossed by his partner. That is Christian Arguello. All have been tossed by the man behind the plate tonight, Craze. So, still not entirely certain who got removed from this ball game. And I guess it was the right fielder, Tyler Whitaker. So, have to imagine there'll be a different outfielder for Asheville in the eighth inning. As Austin Deming rolls it up to third base line, it's 0-1. I don't know what Whitaker said. Certainly didn't seem to be talking as much as Tim Borden was, who struck out against Rodriguez to start the inning as JoJo offers another strike atop the zone, makes it 0-2. The two-strike pitch. This is down, peeled down to the base. Umpire did not go, says Arguello. It's a ball and two strikes. I'd be curious to know how many, if any, players or coaches Arguello has ejected this year. And wonder if it is as lopsided as I might imagine. This one rocketed to left field. And De Los Santos will play it on a hop. Austin Deming with his first hit tonight. And Asheville a two-out base runner in the seventh. 106 miles an hour off the bat of the BYU alum. One on, two out for Michael Sandel. Sandel a couple of ground balls to third. He's 0 for 2. But the Red Sox rallying from an early 4-2 deficit to win 8-5. Alex Verdugo led off the game for the third straight day with a home run. Justin Turner, Adam Duvall went deep as well. As Sandel takes a strike, it's 0-1. Max Muncy hit his 30th for the Dodgers. Mariners obliterated the Royals today 15-2. As Sandel can't hold up on the disappearing changeup. It's no balls and two strikes. Seven home runs in that game for Seattle today, including two from Teoscar Hernandez. Drew Waters hit his eighth for Kansas City. The 0-2 hit on the ground, bouncing by Brooklyn's third base dugout. Stays at no balls and two strikes. Nationals over the Marlins 3-2. Washington 2 in the top of the ninth to win it. Jake Alou, a go-ahead RBI single. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt goes through the legs of the catcher, Pregent. And Deming will take second on a wild pitch. So the tourists, a man in scoring position and two out. And the count 1-2. And how about Jacob Young? Came on as a pinch runner, scored the winning run today for the Nationals. Young called up today by Washington. The second player in the South Atlantic League this year to start the year in the SAL and make it all the way up to the major leagues. The other also coming in the National League East, A.J. Smith-Shawver, started the year with Rome before making his big league debut earlier this year with Atlanta. And now Jacob Young, who started the year in Wilmington, moved up to AA Harrisburg, only spent maybe a handful of days at AAA Rochester before making his debut tonight. Man at second and two out. 1-2, the count on Michael Sandel. The Roddy deals just off the outside black. And it's even at 2-2. Nationals, or rather, excuse me, the Rays shut out the Yankees 3-0. Tyler Glasnow, Robert Stevenson, Jason Adam, Peter Fairbanks combining on a two-hitter. As Sandel spoils the 2-2 to the right. And it stays even. Yankees limited to just two base hits. A pair of singles by DJ LeMahieu. Bennett, second, two out. Brooklyn is 7-2 lead in the bottom of the seventh. The 2-2 pitch. This is high. And Sandals run the count full at 3-2. Everything else in the big leagues in progress. Top of the sixth in Detroit. Astros leading the Tigers 6-2. Alex Bregman, a two-run home run, is 21st. The payoff pitch. Soft ground ball hit on the left side. Coming on, Estep gathers, throws to first, not in time. Sandal with excellent speed, able to leg out an infield base hit. And back-to-back two-out knocks from Asheville. And they have been at the corners and two away for John Garcia. Garcia 0-for-2 today. Was robbed of a base hit on a great diving catch by Williams in center to lead off last inning. So after Rodriguez retired the first four batters he faced, following the ejection of Whitaker and the argument by Stamets, back-to-back base hits to the left side, and Asheville trying to chip away at a five-run deficit. Garcia, plenty of pop, and he takes a strike high. And the count 0-1. Hunter Brown on the mound for the Astros tonight. Tigers are already on to their third different pitcher. JoJo's 0-1. In the dirt to the right of the catcher Osborne. Runner will hold at third, but Sandal will advance 90 feet to second on the wild pitch. Second wild pitch of the inning for JoJo. And runners at second and third now, two away. Brooklyn by 5-7-2. Middle of the fourth in Baltimore. Rockies a 2-0 lead on the Orioles. Former Cyclone Chris Flexen for the Rockies. Kyle Bradish for the Orioles. The 1-1. Breaking ball hit him. Tried to throw a slider that did not slide. And it hit Garcia on the front left sleeve. And three straight two-out base runners. Couple of singles and a hit by pitch. And the Tourists now have them loaded with two out. For the nine-batter, Justin Williams, as Victor Ramos, the pitching coach, out of the third base dugout. As Brooklyn's bullpen springs to life down the left field line. So Rodriguez up at 28 pitches on the night, 23 in this inning alone. And Brooklyn will have somebody start to percolate down the line in left. I wonder if it's another one of the new arms for the Brooklyn Cyclones. It appears to be the other Rodriguez added yesterday. Right-hander Luis A. Rodriguez. And two Luis A. Rodriguez's in the bullpen. One for Brooklyn and one for Asheville. One Luis Anel Rodriguez for Asheville and one Luis Alberto Rodriguez for the Cyclones. Bases loaded for Justin Williams, singled last inning. And he swings at a first pitch slider, comes up empty, it's 0-1. Rodriguez has got ahead of each of the last four hitters. Trying to put Williams away. He's thrown first pitch strikes now to each of the last four. The 0-1 in the dirt. Kicks to the left of the catcher, Preston, and everyone's going to move up. A third wild pitch makes it 7-3. That one kicked off his shin guard towards a third base dugout. Deming scores from third. Two-thirds Sandal taking second, Garcia. So 1-1 now the count on Williams. Who after snapping an 0-for-22 slide last night, two for his last three. And he takes a strike at the letters, it's 1-2. Right now in Flushing, Mets trailing the Angels 5-0 in the bottom of the third. Mickey Moniak, a solo home run, is 13th for the Halos. Sean Reed Foley is on for the Mets, Chase Silseth on the hill for the Angels. The 1-2. Hard ground ball past the diving glove of Smith in a right field, a base hit. One run is in. Consuegra's throw to the plate sails all the way to the backstop and ricochets back at the catcher Preachin. It's a two-run opposite field single for Justin Williams, and it's quickly back to a two-run game, 7-5 in the seventh. And once again, we enter the seventh inning and let the insanity ensue here at McCormick Field as it has all week long. So Justin Williams, who had been 0 for 22 prior to the ninth inning last night, is now 3 for his last 4. And Asheville has a tying run at the plate in the form of Zach Cole, with a two-run home run to center last inning against Jordan Gieber. And the first pitch misses high and the count 1-0. Rodriguez jumped ahead 0-2 on Deming and Sandel, gave up base hits to both. Got ahead of Garcia 0-1 before plunking him, and had Williams 1-2 before his two-run knock. Williams took second on the throw home, and Cole takes high to make it 2-0. Luis A. Rodriguez getting ready down the left field line. Brooklyn trying to ride with JoJo Rodriguez to close out this seventh inning. So ball gets loose from Brooklyn's bullpen and ends up in front of the left field fence. Asheville, 3 runs on 3 hits, all with 2 out here in the seventh inning. The 2-0, and Cole takes outside for ball 3. Jacob Melton represents the go-ahead run. He is on deck. The righty's 3-0, and Cole, a broken back ground ball right side, fielded by Smith to his left, throw to first in time to end the inning. So Cole gets the green light on 3-0 and gets jammed with a fastball, breaks his bat, and Brooklyn maintains a two-run lead going into the eighth. So both teams trade 3 spots in the seventh. Asheville, 3 runs on 3 hits with 2 out. They leave a man stranded. To the eighth inning we go. More insanity on tap here from Asheville, 7-5 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Franny Cobos back out for his first full inning of relief as he moved to the top of the eighth inning. Brooklyn 7 and Asheville 5. Tyler Whitaker, who was ejected in the bottom of the seventh inning right before Asheville's offense perked up. Kobe Cotto has come on to play right field for the ejected Whitaker. He'll slot into the 5 spot. And Asheville's lineup due up fourth next inning. Christian Preachin will lead things off here in the eighth. He's 1-for-3. And the righty's first pitch drops in, but misses low. And the count 1-0. Preachin, Estep, and Williams. 8-9 and 1 due up for the Cyclones in the eighth inning. 1-0. And Pregent, a high fly ball to center. Back goes Melton. Onto the warning track at the fence, and it's off the very top of the wall and ricochets behind him. Pregent on his way to second, and he'll come to a halt there with a leadoff double. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So Pregent with a leadoff double, 101 off the bat, 364 feet, needed to hit it about 10 feet further for his first Cyclones home run. But Pregent ends up at second, his first extra base hit with the club. And Brooklyn quickly in business for Chase Estep. 1-for-3 with a two-run base hit back in the fifth inning. And Cobos misses outside. It's 1-0. Brooklyn, 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They have left 6. Asheville, 5 runs, 7 hits, an error. They have left 2. Righty's 1-0. And Estep can't connect on the fastball up and in. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Wrapping up our look around the majors tonight. Top of the fourth in Chicago. White Sox up 5-0 on the A's. 1-1. Upper inside corner for a called strike 2. Lenin Sosa, Yoan Moncada have gone deep for the White Sox. Tuki Toussaint against J.P. Sears. Pregent takes his lead off second. A 1-2 pitch inside. And it's even at 2-2. Fans wanted Estep to be rung up there. Middle of the fifth inning in Milwaukee. Padres a 1-0 lead on a Xander Bogaerts home run, his 15th. Freddy Peralta for the Brewers. Pedro Avila for the Padres. As time called, and I think Chris Newell wanted a balk or at least an automatic ball called, saying that Cobos did not step off in time, but they give it to him. The 2-2, and Estep fouls it to the left. Remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bottom of the third in Pittsburgh, Cubs a 3-1 lead on the Pirates. Key Brian Hayes, his 10th home run of the year for Pittsburgh. Jordan Wicks making his major league debut for the Cubs. Pirates already into their bullpen. Wicks has struck out 6. The first 8 outs he's recorded in the big leagues. It's a broken back ground ball to third. Fielded there by Williams. And the throw to first in time to get Estep. One away in the 8th inning. Holding up at second is Pregent on the ball in front of him. And back to the top of the order in Jet Williams. Barrel of that bat ended up by the third base bag. So a man at second, one away. Jet Williams 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Looking to extend his hitting streak to a baker's dozen. And potentially expand this 2-run Brooklyn lead. The righty's first pitch. And Williams takes high. It's 1-0. Rangers and Twins tied at 1 going to the bottom of the fourth in Minnesota. Mitch Garver is 12th home run of the year for Texas. Max Scherzer against Joe Ryan. Deming holds on the runner. Pregent at second. The 1-0 offering. And Williams takes high once more. Make it 2-0. Heading to the bottom of the fourth in Philadelphia, Phillies up 2-1 on the Cardinals. Lucan Baker, his first major league home run for St. Louis. Zach Wheeler against Dakota Hudson. A 2-0. There's a breaking ball strike. And the count moves to 2-1. Only other game tonight is in Arizona. Reds and Diamondbacks, no score, going to the bottom of the first. Fernando Cruz, the opener for the Reds. Zach Davies, the starter for Arizona. As Williams takes another one upstairs. Make it 3 balls and a strike on the Cyclone shortstop. who's actually in center field tonight. Kevin Parada, the DH, on deck. Brooklyn looking to add to a two-run advantage, 7-5. The 3-1. Williams takes up an in-ball four. So Jett continues to earn walks. That's the second free pass he has coached tonight. Came into play today, 10th in minor league baseball in walks. And with two free passes tonight, he's now at an even 90 on the year. So two on and one out for Kevin Parada. Parada, a couple of base hits in each of his last two at-bats, including an RBI and a run score. Number 11 overall pick last year out of Georgia Tech. Cobos bends both knees, now curls and offers. And Parada takes outside for ball one. And now Sean Buchanan out of the first base dugout to talk with Cobos. I don't know if part of that has to do with frustration over maybe the strike zone from the home plate umpire, Stephen Craze. So Buchanan out to talk with Cobos and Garcia with two on, one out, and a 1-0 count on Kevin Parada. Series will wrap up here tomorrow afternoon, 1:05 scheduled first pitch. Robert Kalina will get the ball for Brooklyn, 3-4. A 3.64 ERA will go against the right-hander Nick Swanson, who pitched on Tuesday night out of the bullpen. Swanson 0-2, a 4.89 ERA. Our coverage will start 15 minutes prior to the scheduled first pitch at 12:50 Eastern Time. 1-0, and Parada takes in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Ryan Clifford, the first baseman, waits on deck. The 2-0 coming from Cobos. And Parada out in front of the slow-breaking sweeper. It's two balls and a strike. Infield shifted for Parada to pull. Big hole between the second baseman Deming holding on the runner and the first baseman Robleski off the line. As Parada takes outside again, it's three balls and a strike. A steady stream of boos coming down from the hometown crowd. The 3-1. And Parada takes an inside breaking ball, doesn't agree. And Cobos has run the count full at 3-2. Pregent at second, he doubled. Williams at first of the walk. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Chased the fastball up and in at 92. And Cobos a big strikeout for the second out in the eighth inning. Second strikeout tonight for the right-hander. And there's two on and two out for Ryan Clifford. Clifford singled to center in his first at-bat. Sacrifice fly to center to make it a 5-2 game last inning in the seventh. It's now 7-5 in favor of Brooklyn. Clifford trying to add more. And he fouls the first one off the hands. No balls and a strike. 2-3-4 due up for Asheville in the bottom of the eighth inning. Melton, Robleski, and Borden. A three scheduled to bat in the inning. The 0-1 outside. And the count evens at 1-1. Asheville took the opening game of this series 10-9 on Tuesday night. Since then, Brooklyn has captured the last three, won 12-5 on Wednesday. Won that absolutely wild game on Thursday, 13-12 and 10. And then outlasted Asheville 6-5-9 last night. The 1-1. That one off the glove of the catcher, Garcia, to his right, but didn't get far enough away for either runner to advance. So still first and second in the count, 2-1 on Clifford. Nightfall has arrived here in Asheville. That powder blue sky getting darker and darker with each passing minute. As Clifford fouls the slider back behind the plate. And the count evens at 2-2. Stanley Consuegra, the right fielder, hoping for a chance on deck. Brooklyn with two on, two out. Crowd at a fever pitch here in North Carolina. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball up by the shoulders. And Brooklyn strands two in the eighth. No runs, a hit, two men left. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Brooklyn 7, Asheville 5. On the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
So an interesting decision by Chris Newell, Victor Ramos, and the Cyclones here. Jojo Rodriguez out for his second full inning of relief. Gave up three runs on four hits with two out in the seventh inning. And he'll leave Jojo Rodriguez to his devices to start the bottom half of the eighth inning. Jacob Melton, Ryan Robleski, Tim Borden the second. Three scheduled to bat here in the bottom of the eighth. And the first pitch to Melton. This is down and away for ball one. Melton 0 for 3 tonight. Couple of strikeouts and a ground out to second. That in his last at-bat against Jojo in the sixth. The 1-0 pitch hit on the ground right side. Picked up by Clifford. Underhand flip to Rodriguez racing over to cover. And the young man who was an infielder back in his high school and junior college days, able to race over and cover first for the opening out of the eighth inning. Beautifully done by Jojo Rodriguez to field his position, one out in the bottom of the eighth. For the first baseman, Ryan Robleski. Robleski 0 for 3, a fly out to left, a ground out to short, and a strikeout against Jojo in the sixth. Righty's first pitch, and Robleski takes a strike up in the zone. And the count 0-1. Hearing the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, Brooklyn is 7-5 lead on Asheville as both teams traded three runs in the seventh. And Robleski hits a swinging bunt back behind the plate. It's 0-2. Every single game in this series has ended up being a nail-biter. In the back third, tonight, no different. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just when the sun sets here in Asheville. The party begins on the diamond. The 0-2 pitch got him to chase the breaking ball, strike three. What a beautiful pitch by JoJo Rodriguez, leaving Wroblewski trying to break his bat over his helmet. And Rodriguez, his fourth strikeout tonight in his Cyclones debut. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Two out for Tim Borden in the second. Singled in his first at-bat, since then a ground out to short and a strikeout to lead off the seventh. The righty fires, and the first pitch hits the strike zone down and away. And the count 0-1. Fans thought that might have been a little bit low. McCraes has had a bit of a wide strike zone tonight. In all directions, it feels like. The 0-1. Down and away. Good downward bite on the change at 79. And it's even at 1-1. Rodriguez, fastball, slider, changeup. The 1-1 pitch. Slider in the dirt. And the count 2-1. Kobe Cotto, who came on for the ejected Tyler Whitaker in the top of the inning, waits for his first at-bat in the on-deck circle. Brooklyn will have the heart of their lineup due up in the ninth. 4, 5, and 6. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch down at 86. And Rodriguez runs the count even at 2-2. Joe plays with the rosin bag in his right hand behind the bump. Long black hair flowing out the back of his navy cap. Three-quarter navy sleeves at either end of that gray jersey top. And right before he goes into his kick for the 2-2, time called. As a ball got loose somewhere by Asheville's right field bullpen. Left-hander up and throwing down the right field line, getting ready for the ninth inning. 2-2, the count on the shortstop, Tim Borden, the second. JoJo kicks and deals, up and away. And it's full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez has not issued a walk tonight, only one free pass on a hit by pitch. The payoff, got him swinging. What an answer from JoJo Rodriguez. Chris Newell, his skipper, his pitching coach Victor Ramos, showing confidence in the young right-hander to come back out for his second full inning of relief after giving up 3 in the 7th. And he retires the side in order with a couple of strikeouts to keep Brooklyn in front by 2 going to the ninth. No runs, no hits, nobody left. To the ninth we go. Brooklyn 7, Asheville 5 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Brewers pitching change driven by Mi-Cal Auto Mall. This is M2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to MiCalAutoMall.com. Stanley Consuegra to lead off here in the top of the ninth. Brooklyn looking to add to his 7-5 lead. And the first pitch from Brian DePaula misses outside for ball one. DePaula picked up the win in relief on Tuesday night. 6'3", 225, 24 years old. As Consuegra takes inside, it's 2-0. DePaula, 24 years old from Pedro Brand in the Dominican Republic. The lefty fires, and Consuegra sends it towards the first base seats. And the count, two balls and a strike. DePaula making his 25th appearance, 19th out of the bullpen, 2-6, a 6.52 ERA with one save. Consuegra takes a backdoor breaker for a strike, it's 2-2. 63 hits and 59 in the third innings, 43 walks and 89 strikeouts for DePaula. A strikeout rate right around 31%. The 2-2, and Consuegra rips it foul. Out of play, right-hand side. We'll do it again. DePaula on Tuesday night went an inning and a third. No runs on one hit. No walk, struck out two. The 2-2 inside and low. And it's full, three balls and two strikes. Final line for Franny Cobos. Goes an inning and two-thirds. No runs, two hits, a walk. He struck out three. Cobos, 34 pitches and 19 strikes. Action in Brooklyn's left field bullpen ahead of the ninth. The 3-2, ball in the dirt, kicks behind the catcher, Garcia. Throw down to first base, offline by John Garcia. And Consuegra is safe at first base on the drop third strike wild pitch. So a strikeout credited to DePaula, but a wild pitch allows Consuegra to reach to start the ninth inning. Third straight inning, Brooklyn has put the leadoff man aboard for William Lugo. Lugo, a two-run single to center in his last at-bat. That back in the seventh. 1-for-4 tonight. And the lefty's first pitch, a rising fastball high. And the count 1-0. DePaula, originally signed out of the Dominican by the Marlins in 2017, was traded in October of the following year to Houston with minor league outfielder Adonis Giron. And a sprawling stop by Garcia to his left to keep Consuegra at first. It's two balls and no strikes. DeAndre Smith, second baseman on deck. Asheville will have 5, 6, and 7 due up in their half of the ninth inning. The 2-0, and Lugo, a little dribbler. Up the third baseline, going to be a tough play. DePaula spins and fires, and the first baseman can't hang on to it. Consuegra on his way to third, and he'll be there standing. Consuegra thinking about making a trip towards the plate. It was a bang-bang play on that throw. DePaula, a tough play for a lefty pitcher towards the third base line, had to spin and throw without really getting a good glance at Wroblewski at first. And as Lugo was arriving at the bag, Wroblewski was sticking his glove out to try and reel in the throw. I don't know if Lugo running by caused Wroblewski to miss it or not. But it'll be an infield base hit for William Lugo. And an error that allows Consuegra to take third as DeAndre Smith takes high for ball one. So Brooklyn looking for some insurance. Have runners at the corners and nobody out. A swing and a miss there by DeAndre. Fastball up at 92. And it's even at 1-1. DeAndre 1-for-4 with a base hit tonight. Flied out to left last time in the seventh. Lefty fires, and Smith takes low. And the count 2-1. DeAndre hoping this game ends fast so he can check out his USC Trojans playing in their first college football game of the school year. taking on San Jose State tonight. The 2-1. Low, and it's three balls and a strike with Omar De Los Santos on deck. Well, USC out to an early lead. What I imagine, I guess, is their final season in the Pac-12. Runner breaks from first, 3-1 outside, ball four. So a drop third strike wild pitch, an infield single and a walk. And Brooklyn has the bases loaded and nobody out here to start the ninth inning for Omar De Los Santos. A catcher Garcia out to talk with DePaula. De Los Santos a couple of base hits tonight, including a run scored, struck out looking against Cobos last time in the seventh. Of course, you also got the annual Snoopy Bowl going on in the tri-state area as well. Jets and Giants playing their final preseason game before the NFL regular season gets underway. Giants trailing the Jets 17-16. Bases loaded, nobody out. And the first pitch to Omar misses up and away. It's 1-0. It's a good frame job by Garcia, but craze would not bite. Consuegra at third, Lugo at second, Smith is at first. The 1-0 pitch, and De Los Santos rifles it foul to the right. Swung late, and the count evens at 1-1. Brooklyn, 7 runs, 13 hits, no errors. They have left 8 men on base tonight. Asheville, 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They've only stranded 2. The 1-1, and De Los Santos chases a pitch in the lefty batter's box. It's 1-2. Was a fastball tailing up and away, and Omar's eyes opened wide and could not stay away. So a big 1-2 pitch coming for DePaula. If you get a strikeout here, a ground ball could get Asheville out of the inning. Crowd beginning to speak up just a tad. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Ball goes through the legs of the catcher, Garcia, and everyone's going to move up. De Los Santos can't take first base because it was already occupied, but Consuegra scores from third. Lugo to third, Smith to second. That's the best case scenario for Brooklyn on a strikeout as the Cyclones go back in front by 3-8-5 on the wild pitch. Just went right through the wicket to the catcher Garcia. In a rather muted way for Brooklyn to pick up a run in the ninth. Corners are in, middle infield is back. And the first pitch to Christian Pregent misses down and in for ball one. Pregent has had his best game as a Cyclone tonight. Pregent singled off the right field wall and scored in the fifth and doubled before being stranded at second to lead off last inning. The 1-0. Infield comes in all around now. And Pregent takes outside. It's 2-0. Hard to see who is warming for Brooklyn down the line and left. But Luis A. Rodriguez had been up in the seventh. The 2-0. And Pregent takes low again. It's 3 balls and no strikes. And DePaula again in danger of walking the bases loaded. He's thrown 22 pitches already in this inning. Only 9 have been strikes. The 3-0. On the outside corner with a backdoor breaking ball. And it's 3-1 on Pregent. Brooklyn a run in on one hit here in the ninth. They lead it 8-5. The 3-1. And Pregent fights it off the hands, bangs off the roof. And the count runs full at 3-2. Crowd beginning to pick up some volume. The payoff pitch up and away, ball four. What a leaping snag by Garcia. Throws behind the runner at third, and he's out! William Lugo was not paying attention and is picked off third base. A brutally inopportune time for a mental lapse. So instead of the bases loaded and one out, it's runners at first and second and two out. As Lugo picked off 2-5. So two on, two out for Chase Estep, who takes a strike. It's 0-1. Lugo just got too comfortable. And credit to John Garcia, who threw behind him and got him. The 0-1 misses outside. And it's even at 1-1. Jet Williams, the top of Brooklyn's lineup in the on-deck circle. Smith reached on a walk. He is at second. Pregent did the same. He is at first. The 1-1, and Estep fouls it back. And it's a ball and two strikes. There have been so many wild pitches in this inning. Both runners weren't sure whether or not Estep fouled that off or just swung and missed and had to hesitate before retreating back to first and second. Asheville will have Cotto, Deming, and Sandel do up in their half of the ninth. 1-2 pitch, struck him out swinging. Got him on the fastball down and in. And DePaulo limits the damage to one in the ninth. But Brooklyn does get an insurance run on one hit and error. And two men left. Bottom of the ninth inning we go. New arm coming in. Brooklyn 8, Asheville 5. Cyclones looking to win their fourth straight. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. What a time for Luis A. Rodriguez to come on to make his Cyclones and South Atlantic League debut. Rodriguez, 6'4", 175 pounds, 20 years old, from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. Will not celebrate his 21st birthday until next February. Rodriguez at Single-A St. Lucie. Made 13 relief appearances, went 0-1, had two saves and two tries. A 4.3 ERA, 17 hits in 23 innings, 10 walks, and 18 strikeouts. Rodriguez pitching for the first time since Sunday. Gave up two runs, one earned on three hits in two innings against Jupiter. And his first pitch to Cotto, taken at the knees for a called strike one. Cotto came on in the top of the eighth for Tyler Whitaker, who was ejected following his at-bat in the bottom of the seventh. The 0-1, breaking ball misses low, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Cotto hitting at 235, a home run, 29 RBIs. Was 3-for-4 in his last start on Thursday. The 1-1 is low and away, two balls and a strike. Rodriguez, one of four players added to Brooklyn's roster yesterday, as the 2-1 misses high, look to be good here. But Cotto ahead 3-1. Rodriguez, fastball slider. It's all righties 3-1. Bounced on the ground to second. Fielded by Smith to his left. Easy toss to Clifford. One out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Beautifully done by Luis A. Rodriguez. Fell behind the leadoff man 3-1, but able to jam Cotto with a pitch down. Must have been a splitter. The spin rate on that last pitch from Rodriguez was listed at 42 rotations per minute. That's as low as I've seen one all year. That's like knuckleball territory. As Austin Deming takes outside, it's 1-0. Deming 1-for-3. Singled and scored in the seventh. The 1-0. Breaking ball low. Curveball. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes. The set, the 2-0. And another one downstairs. 3 balls and no strikes with Michael Sandel, the DH, waiting on deck. The 3-0. And that's a strike at the knees. And Rodriguez back in the count. It's 3-1. Get you the final line for JoJo in a second. The 3-1. This one tomahawked in the air left side. Out is the shortstop Lugo calling off the left fielder De Los Santos over his Navy cap. Makes the catch, two away in the bottom of the ninth inning. So Rodriguez has fallen behind each of the first two batters, 3-1, but able to get weakly hit outs on each 3-1 pitch. And now the last line of defense for Asheville tonight. It is the designated hitter, Michael Sandel. Sandel, an infield base hit, scored a run back in the seventh. He's 1-for-3, and he takes a called strike. JoJo Rodriguez, 2 2/3 innings, 3 runs all earned on 3 hits. No walks and 5 Ks. As the fastball high at 93, it's even at 1-1. JoJo, 3 wild pitches tonight, did hit a batter. 47 pitches, 31 strikes. The 1-1 slapped down the right field line towards the Asheville bullpen, foul. And the Cyclones all of a sudden 1 strike away from victory. A reminder, folks, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. A look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to the series finale tomorrow afternoon. Righty sets at the belt. A 1-2 pitch. Popped up first base side. This is Souvenir. And we'll do it again. Brooklyn 4 in the 5th, 3 in the 7th, 1 in the 9th. Asheville 2 in the 6th and 3 in the 7th. Brooklyn up 8-5. A 1-2 pitch. Ground ball left side to short. Charging in Lugo. Underhand throw to first. Dug out on the backhand by Clifford. And you can celebrate a 4th straight Cyclones victory. Luis A. Rodriguez comes on in the 9th for his Cyclones debut. 2 ground balls and a pop-up to short. 1-2-3 goes Asheville to pick up his first South Atlantic League save. His 6th overall this season. Your final score in 9 tonight. The Brooklyn Cyclones 8 and the Asheville Tourists 5. And for at least one more day, with just 13 games left in the regular season, the Cyclones continue to control their own destiny in the South Atlantic League North Division. They'll lead by either 1 or 2 games going into tomorrow's series finale. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Brooklyn 8, Asheville 5. The Cyclones continue to do it in cardiac fashion. Don't go anywhere on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to 2 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20.
drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This one falls under the category of a relaxing finish, at least based on the way this week has gone to this point. A 1-2-3, bottom of the ninth inning. Luis A. Rodriguez gets the job done in his Cyclones debut. Got to give credit to the new guys, especially the two arms used out of the bullpen tonight by Chris Newell. Jojo Rodriguez and Luis A. Rodriguez, no relation. Both of them had their fair share of troubles. Jojo gave up three runs with two out in the seventh inning, but got the final out in that frame, then retired the side relatively easily, 1-2-3 in the eighth with a couple of strikeouts. And then Luis A. Rodriguez fell behind each of the first two batters in the ninth, 3-1, but got a ground out and a pop-up to short before another weak ground ball to short ended the ball game. As the Cyclones win tonight by a final of 8-5. With the win tonight, Brooklyn 32-21 in the second half. And a season-high tying two games over 500 for the season at 60-58. Asheville with the loss drops to 20-33. And they fall to 46-68 overall on the season. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. Another fun and exciting one. And for the second straight day, offense was at a premium through the first four innings. Nobody scored tonight through the first four. And it was in the fifth that Brooklyn jumped in front. DeAndre Smith led off the inning with an infield base hit, and then Omar De Los Santos singled through the left side. After Christian Pregent singled off the base of the right field wall, Brooklyn had the bases loaded and nobody out. And Chase Estep on the second pitch, he saw lined a two-run single up the middle, gave Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. After Jet Williams struck out, Kevin Parada followed with an RBI single, made it 3-0. And after Ryan Clifford's infield fly rule pop up to short, Stanley Consuegra stung a single through the drawn in infield, and the Cyclones led 4-0 after five. Asheville in the bottom of the sixth, finally able to break through against Jordan Gieber to end his night. With one out in the inning, Justin Williams singled to right, and then on a 2-2 offering, Zach Cole punched one 408 feet over the center field fence for a two-run shot. Cole's eighth home run with the Tourists sliced Brooklyn's lead in half, made it a 4-2 game. But Brooklyn once again had an answer in the top half of the seventh. Jet Williams led off the inning with a walk and then went first to third on a base hit to center by Kevin Parada. Ryan Clifford followed with a sacrifice fly to center, made it 5-2. And then Stanley Consuegra singled through the left side to put runners at the corners with one out. Out went the right-hander Brockhaus. On came the right-hander Franny Kobos. And the fourth pitch he threw ended up becoming our house potato chips play of the game. William Lugo on a 2-1 pitch lined a two-run single back through the box. That two-run knock by William Lugo gave Brooklyn a 7-2 lead, and is our house potato chips play of the game. House potato chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. The official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Asheville, though, answered back in the bottom of the seventh inning. It started innocuously. Jojo Rodriguez struck out Tim Borden and Tyler Whitaker to start the frame. But Whitaker, on his walk back to the first base dugout, was ejected by home plate umpire Stephen Craze. And after an extended discussion between acting manager Eric Stamets and the home plate umpire Craze, Asheville found some offensive life. Austin Deming fell behind 1-2, singled to left. Michael Sandel fell behind 0-2 and reached on an infield base hit to the left side. After John Garcia was plunked by a pitch to load the bases, a wild pitch allowed Austin Deming to score from third. Everyone else advanced to second and third, and then Justin Williams followed on a 1-2 pitch with a two-run single to right, and that made it 7-5. But credit belongs to JoJo Rodriguez. He then fell behind Zach Cole 3-0, but got him to swing at that 3-0 pitch, broke his bat on a ground ball to second to end the inning. And Brooklyn's relief staff did not allow a base runner the rest of the night. JoJo Rodriguez came back out for the bottom of the eighth, got a ground out to first from Jacob Melton, and then struck out Ryan Wroblewski and Tim Borden the second, swinging to end the eighth. Brooklyn in the ninth did get a run of insurance in unique fashion. Stanley Consuegra reached on a drop third strike wild pitch to lead off the inning. Then William Lugo, an infield base hit back towards the mound, an errant throw to first, allowed Consuegra to go first to third. After DeAndre Smith walked, Omar De Los Santos struck out on a 1-2 pitch, but the ball got away from the catcher, John Garcia, and everybody moved up. And that allowed Brooklyn to take an 8-5 lead. Christian Pregent would then walk, but Lugo was picked off third for the second out, and Chase Estep struck out on four pitches to end the top of the ninth. And then Luis A. Rodriguez, as we mentioned at the start of the postgame show, fell behind the first two batters 3-1, but got a ground out to second, a pop-up to short, then jumped ahead of Michael Sandel 1-2 before his ground out to short ended it, as the Cyclones win it tonight by a final of 8-5. Winning pitcher Jordan Gieber, he improves to 3-1, 5 1/3 innings, 2 runs on 4 hits, no walks, he struck out 6. The loss to Joey Mancini, he drops to 1-7, 4 runs on 7 hits, a walk, and 4 Ks in 5 innings. The save to Luis A. Rodriguez, now a perfect 6 of 6 on save chances at 3 different minor league levels this year. 1 perfect inning in the ninth. Final line scores, Brooklyn 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors, they left 10. Asheville 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, they left 2. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 43 minutes. In front of a stellar crowd, 3,547 here at McCormick Field tonight. Take a look at the out-of-town scores before we say our final goodbye on this Saturday. A couple of other finals, Rome over Greensboro 4-2, so the Grasshopper is now 4.5 games back with 13 left to play. Hudson Valley over Aberdeen 4-2. Top of the eighth, Hickory and Greenville tied at 2. And top of the fifth in Bowling Green, Winston-Salem, a 3-0 lead. And then, of course, the score, all Cyclone fans following. Bottom of the eighth right now in Wilmington, Jersey Shore, a 3-2 lead on the Blue Rocks. Jersey Shore 2 in the top of the seventh to take the lead if that score holds. Brooklyn will remain 1 game up in the north with 13 left to go. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard, Mets trailing the Angels 5-2. Top of the sixth inning in Flushing, D.J. Stewart, an RBI double tonight for New York. Triple-A Syracuse, bottom of the seventh. They trail Buffalo Blue Jays Farm Club 6-5. Brett Beatty, a 2-run home run, is 10th at the Triple-A level this year. Double-A Binghamton leading New Hampshire, also a Toronto affiliate, 9-4. Augustine Ruiz, a 2-run home run, is 17th. Paul Gervais is on the former Cyclone for Binghamton in the seventh. Single A St. Lucie, top of the seventh on the road in Dunedin, also a Blue Jays farm club. We're the only ones on the outside looking in on the Mets-Blue Jays rivalry this week. But Dunedin, a 5-3 lead in that ballgame. Marco Vargas, 1-for-4 with a run scored and a stolen base. Ronald Hernandez, 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI, both making their full season debuts after coming over from the Marlins at the deadline in the David Robertson deal. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say our final goodbye tonight, Blue Jays over the Guardians 8-3. Braves beat the Giants 7-3. Red Sox an 8-3 victor over the Dodgers at Fenway. Mariners win in football fashion over Kansas City 15-2. Nationals a 3-2 winner in Miami against the Marlins. Rays shut out the Yankees 3-0. Top of the ninth, Houston up on Detroit 9-2. End of six, it's the Orioles 4 and the Rockies 2. Bottom six in Chicago, White Sox blanking the A's 6-0. Brewers 5, Padres 2. Bottom of the sixth in Milwaukee. Top of the sixth, Cubs up 8-1 on the Pirates. Jordan Wicks making his major league debut for the Cubs. Going to the bottom of the seventh in Minnesota, Rangers and Twins tied up at 2 apiece. Max Scherzer still chucking for the Rangers. Phillies up 5-1 on the Cardinals. Top of the seventh in Philadelphia and end of three in Arizona. Diamondbacks leading the Reds 1-0. Brooklyn will try and make it a season-high 5 straight wins tomorrow afternoon. Gates, or rather our coverage, rather, will start at 12:50 Eastern time, leading up to the 1:05 scheduled first pitch here from McCormick Field. It'll be the right-hander Robert Colina to take the ball, 3-4, a 3.64 ERA. Nick Swanson, who pitched in relief for Asheville on Tuesday, will make the start for the Tourists, 0-2 with a 4.89 ERA. Again, our coverage starts at 12:50 Eastern time, leading up to the 1:05. First pitch right here from McCormick Field in Asheville. That'll do it for us here on the Cyclones Radio Network as Brooklyn outlasts Asheville again to defeat the Tourists 8-5 and 9. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, our general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from McCormick Field in Asheville. Again, your final tally, the Cyclones 8 and the Tourists 5. We hope to have you with us again for the series finale tomorrow afternoon starting at 12:50 Eastern. But until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Good night from the Tar Heel State.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.